It's 6:45 in the morning. The sun is just clearing the pines on the east end of the field, and I am standing at the edge of the ramp at a little airport in central Wisconsin, watching the morning traffic build. And I'm telling you, this is one of my favorite places to be in all of aviation. Not because there are jets here, not because there's a control tower or a fancy fixed base operator with marble countertops. There is none of that. There's a folding table. There's a Coleman camp stove the size of a small aircraft carrier. There are 6 volunteers in chapter ball caps flipping pancakes faster than they can get them onto the plate, and there is a parade of aircraft that will not stop until noon. This is the Saturday morning fly-in breakfast, and if you want to understand the soul of general aviation in America, you have to start here. I'm Ramp. This is Ramp Check on Radio Hangar. Let's get into it. Before we go any further, today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, let me take you there. The fly-in breakfast at this particular field has been running for 22 years, 22 consecutive years, except for a weather hold or two, in the spring of 2020, when the world shut down and everyone missed it terribly. The guy who runs it now is a retired airline captain named Gary, who drives 40 minutes each way to be here at 5 in the morning to set up. He has been doing it for 11 years. He will tell you it is the best thing he does all week. I've flown all over the world, Gary tells me, standing there with a spatula in his hand like a scepter. 437 flights, 6 million miles, give or take. And Saturday morning here is still the best. He pauses, flips a pancake. Because everybody here chose to be here. They flew themselves here, and that means something. It does mean something. Let me tell you what it looks like.
By 7 in the morning, the grass parking area is starting to fill, and it is a remarkable cross-section of everything general aviation has to offer. There's a clipped-wing Cub parked next to a Beechcraft Bonanza that probably cost more than the entire Cub fleet at this airport combined. There's a long EZ with hand-painted flames on the cowling. There's a Cessna 172 that has clearly been around since Kennedy was president and is still flying beautifully, and people are walking between these machines, the way you walk through a museum, except nobody is roped off, nobody is standing guard, and the pilots are right there, and they are delighted to talk to you. That is one of the things that makes ramp culture at these events so different from almost any other kind of social gathering I know of. The airplane is an invitation. If you walk up and say, "Is this yours?" you have just started a conversation that might last 20 minutes or 2 hours, depending on how enthusiastic the owner is. And they are almost always enthusiastic. I talked to a woman named Pam this morning. She flew in from about 60 miles east in her RV-7, which she built herself over 7 years in a garage in Minnesota. 7 years. She showed me the logbook that tracked every hour of construction. She showed me the rivets she was most proud of, and the ones she had to drill out and redo. She said the first flight was the most terrifying and most exhilarating thing she has ever done, and she now flies this airplane to fly in breakfasts almost every Saturday she can. It's the community, she says. Building it was lonely sometimes. This is the opposite of lonely. That word keeps coming up. Community. The fly-in breakfast as an institution is deeply tied to the Experimental Aircraft Association, or the EAA, which was founded in 1953 by Paul Pobrezny in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The EAA was built around home-built aircraft and the idea that aviation should be accessible and joyful and participatory, not just something you watch from the ground. And as EAA chapters spread across the country, they needed a reason to gather. They needed a way to keep the community connected between the big events. Enter pancakes. Somebody figured out that if you offered food, pilots would show up, and if pilots showed up, they would park their aircraft on the ramp, and then other pilots would want to come look at the aircraft, and then those people would want to become pilots, and the whole thing would feed itself, which it has for decades. Today there are something like 900 EAA chapters in the United States alone. Not all of them do a weekly breakfast, but hundreds do. And that means on any given Saturday morning in America, somewhere within range of your airplane, there is a folding table, a pot of coffee, and a stack of pancakes waiting for you. I want to talk about the ramp itself for a minute, because this is Ramp Check, and the ramp is where it all happens, at a fly-in breakfast. The ramp is not just a place to park, it's the whole point. The parking area is where you see the machines, it's where you learn things, it's where the old-timers and the brand-new private pilots meet each other on equal ground, which is the grass. There is an etiquette to it, an unwritten code. You do not touch another pilot's airplane without permission, but you ask, you always ask, and the answer is almost always yes. Can I open the door and look inside? Go for it. Is this a 200-horse engine or the 160? And then 20 minutes later, you know more about Lycoming engines than you knew that morning, and the guy who owns the plane has a new friend. Prop-wash protocol is a thing. Nobody taxis through a crowded grass parking area hot. You shut down early, you get pushed the last little bit by volunteers with orange vests, and you wave a thank you through the windscreen. It's choreography. I've seen it go wrong maybe twice in 10 years of coming to these events, and both times the pilot handled it gracefully because that's the culture. The smell of the morning is something I cannot fully describe over the radio, but I am going to try. Aviation fuel, which has that sharp, slightly sweet edge, coffee, definitely coffee, bacon, because every smart chapter adds bacon to the menu, cut grass from the mowing they did on Friday to clean up the parking area, and that indefinable smell that old aircraft have, the combination of oil and fabric and decades of use that hits you when you open an old Cessna door or stand next to a fabric-covered tail-dragger, if that smell does not make you feel something, I do not know what to tell you. The conversations you overhear on the ramp at one of these events are a specific kind of wonderful. Two old guys arguing about whether carbureted engines are genuinely more reliable than fuel injected, or whether that's just nostalgia talking. A young woman in her mid-twenties who got her private certificate last year, asking a retired Navy pilot every question she can think of about flying instrument. A kid, maybe 10 years old, standing next to a steerman biplane with his mouth literally hanging open, and the pilot crouching down to his level and explaining how the two wings make lift and why you need rudder to coordinate a turn. That kid is going to be a pilot. I'm certain of it. This is how the culture reproduces itself, not through advertising campaigns, not through Federal Aviation Administration mandates, through Saturday mornings, through people who show up and talk and share. The EAA has a program called Young Eagles that has given free flights to more than 2 million young people since 1992. A lot of those flights happen at fly-in breakfasts. Some chapters sign up pilots to offer Young Eagles flights on the same morning as the pancake event, and before noon you have a dozen kids who have been in a cockpit for the first time. Every flight instructor I have ever talked to says the first flight memory is the one that sticks. There is a pilot here today named Howard who is 73 years old and has been coming to this breakfast every Saturday for 18 years. He does not fly anymore. Had to give up his medical at 68, but he still comes. Every Saturday.
Where else am I going to go? He says, and he is not sad about it at all. These are my people. He is the one who knows where the extra folding chairs are stored. He is the one who tells you which of the visiting aircraft have particularly interesting histories. He shows up at 6, helps Gary set up, walks the ramp all morning, talks to everyone. He is the living institutional memory of this event. These fly-in breakfasts exist partly because of the Howards. I want to give you a sense of the geography of this thing, because it is bigger than most people realize. Drive any direction from any mid-sized city in America on a Saturday morning, and within 60 or 70 miles, there is almost certainly a fly-in breakfast happening somewhere. They happen in Kansas and in Maine. They happen in Georgia in February and in Minnesota in July and everywhere in between. Some of them are tiny, 12 aircraft and 36 breakfasts. Some of them draw hundreds of aircraft and require parking directors with radios. Some of them have grown into something much larger. There is a chapter in Ohio that started with a Saturday breakfast 30 years ago and now runs a full fly-in with a judging component for home-builts and a Young Eagles Day. Started with pancakes, just pancakes. The food varies. Most serve pancakes, eggs, sausage. Some are known for their biscuits and gravy. One chapter I know of in the Texas Hill Country is famous for their breakfast tacos, and pilots plan cross-countries specifically to hit their Saturday schedule. The $100 hamburger has a younger sibling, the $40 breakfast worth every cent. But the real currency is not the food. It is what happens on the ramp, before the food and after the food, and during the food, which is to say, it is the conversations and the community and the collective love of these machines. I'm going to tell you something I think about sometimes when I'm feeling discouraged about general aviation. The pilot population in the United States has been declining for decades. The number of certificated pilots peaked somewhere around 800,000 in the 1980s. Maintenance costs go up, fuel goes up, training is expensive. But every Saturday morning there are hundreds of these breakfasts happening, hundreds of communities gathering on grass strips and small airports and rural fields,
and every single one of them has at least a few young people on the ramp for the first time, looking at airplanes, asking questions, going home and telling someone they need to learn to fly. The Saturday morning fly-in breakfast is not going to single-handedly solve the pilot shortage, but it is doing something more important than numbers. It is keeping the culture alive. It is making aviation feel like something that belongs to people, not just airlines or the military or the wealthy. It is saying, come, show up, walk the ramp, eat something, talk to us, look at these incredible machines. The ramp at Oshkosh gets all the press. 700,000 people, 800 airplanes in the air at once at the peak, the most complex general aviation airspace in the world. And Oshkosh is extraordinary. I have said so on this show, and I will say so again. But there is something about a Saturday morning at a small airport that Oshkosh cannot replicate. The scale of Oshkosh is overwhelming in the best possible way. The scale of a chapter fly-in breakfast is intimate in a way that makes you feel like you found a secret. You did find a secret. Most people drive right past these airports without knowing what is happening inside them. Do not do that anymore. If you want to find a fly-in breakfast near you, the EAA chapter locator at EAA.org will get you there. Find your nearest chapter, get on their email list, show up some Saturday, fly if you can, drive if you cannot, walk the ramp, talk to people, have the pancakes. And if you're already a regular at one of these events, you know everything I just said, and you're probably nodding along. You are the culture. Keep going. Information about the EAA chapter program and the Young Eagles Initiative comes from the Experimental Aircraft Association and from years of showing up on Saturday mornings and talking to anyone who would talk back. More at RadioHanger.com. I'm Ramp. Now go find a breakfast and fly to it.